Well, welcome back to Reading the Psalms. I'm Dan, and there is less snow on the ground. A lot of it's melted off, and so that's kind of an encouraging thing. Hopefully spring is around the corner. Let's read Psalm 47 together today. Psalm 47. Oh, clap your hands, all ye peoples. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph, for the Lord Most High is terrible. He is a great king over all the earth. He shall subdue the peoples under us and the nations under our feet. He shall choose our inheritance for us, the excellency of Jacob whom he loved. God has gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praises unto God. Sing praises. Sing praises unto our King. Sing praises, for God is King of all the earth. Sing ye praises with understanding. God reigns over the nations. God sits upon his holy throne. The princes of the people are gathered together to be the people of the God of Abraham. For the shields of the earth belong unto God. He is greatly exalted. What an energetic poem. It feels like it builds, and it feels like it gets more exciting as it goes on. The repetitive nature in parts of it help reinforce some of those ideas. And there's just a lot of little interesting ideas in there and words that just get me thinking. Simple things like the phrase, "Oh, clap your hands, all ye peoples." To clap hands, is this the universal expression? How do the young know it so well, and even the old engage in it? The joy and exuberance exhibited in body and dance, our inner self expressed in our body, the joy that we have over God. The lines about God going up with a shout and a trumpet makes me wonder, whose shout, whose trumpet? Is it my excitement and praise over God, or is it his power and terror? And even that word terror or terrible in verse 2, for the Lord Most High is terrible. I love the old-fashioned way that that word means so many more things than its limited definition today. Terrible may not mean bad, but he is terrible indeed. And the verse then continues to say that he is good. Towards the end of the psalm, it talks about singing praises with understanding. And this cuts right to my heart. Do you ever catch yourself singing songs, singing along with the words, and you are not at all paying attention? I find myself not even knowing what it is that I'm singing. Or maybe there's that idea of you're singing a song, and it has this chorus that repeats itself over and over, and you're repeating these lines so many times that you have no idea what it is, and it loses its meaning. Let our poetry and song and praise be an understanding. It need not be complicated. Sometimes people think that complicated implies deep and truer. But this is a simple psalm. It's easy to understand, but its understanding is important nonetheless. Let's read 47 again together. Oh, clap your hands, all you peoples. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph, for the Lord Most High is terrible. He is a great king over all the earth. He shall subdue the peoples under us and the nations under our feet. He shall choose our inheritance for us, the excellency of Jacob whom he loved. God has gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praises to God, sing praises. Sing praises unto our King, sing praises. For God is King of all the earth. Sing ye praises with understanding. God reigns over the nations. God sits upon his holy throne. The princes of the people are gathered together to be the people of the God of Abraham. For the shields of the earth belong unto God. He is greatly exalted. The psalm ends with the understanding that God is over all the peoples. And oh, if we would just all sing this song together, how much better the world would be. Well, thanks for listening in, and I'll talk with you tomorrow.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.